The passage reading is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we'll reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message. In due time we'll reap the second session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN viewing audiences, and Manmin TV viewing audiences. In the last session, I talked to you about the things that we as Manmin have to accomplish in the third stage of takeoff. Let us review it briefly. First, we have to build the Canaan Sanctuary and a Grand Sanctuary. Second, we have to spread the holiness gospel and the power of God within Korea. Third, we have to make the world our parish. Fourth, and the most important, we have to have the qualifications to enter New Jerusalem. But those of you who do not know about our church very well might think, why would God accomplish great things through this particular church? The answer is simple. God is God of justice, and the law of justice says we reap what we sow. Psalm 126 verse 5 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. We have been sowing seeds with many tears. We have prayed with tears to live by the word of God and to cast away sins and become true children of the holy God. When God allowed trials of blessings for us to make us more perfect, we shed tears of mourning along with tears of thanks and joy. We've prayed for those souls who refused to accept the truth and were going the way of death. We sowed tearful prayers to accomplish the will of God completely. You also sowed with your energy. Being a shepherd who tends the flock, I have also sown the seeds of countless tears to bring down blessings of God. It is a just result that we reap with joy now. As Manmin, the things that we'll accomplish in the third stage of takeoff are the fruit of the seeds that we have sown so far. This fruit is not only for the church, but also for you individually as well. But if you are still shedding tears because you haven't cast away sins, or if you haven't sown much, you wouldn't reap much harvest with joy. But it's not too late. If you make up your mind now to march on, you can quickly cast away sins. You still have chances to sow your seeds. If you sow the seeds whenever you have a chance while casting away sins, those seeds will grow up and bear fruit. In this third stage of takeoff, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all reap with joy what you have been sowing so far. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the third stage of takeoff, what kind of fruit will you reap? First, you reap the fruit of comprehensive blessings. You will receive blessings of health, wealth, family evangelization, and prosperity of your soul. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, which is said to be a chapter of blessing, we can find so many kinds of blessings that God gives to us in so many aspects of our lives. What is the reason that God wants to bless us in each aspect of our lives? It's because He wants His children to enjoy true happiness without lacking anything. This is the heart of the Father God who loves His children. Of course, those men of faith have faith in eternal life and hope for the heavenly kingdom, so they are always happy, regardless of their circumstances. But as long as we live in this physical world, We can enjoy greater happiness when we have physical things too. First of all, we have to be healthy. Even though we have great wealth or honor and authority, we won't be happy if we are not healthy. We can work or study well only when we are healthy, and we can enjoy everything whether we eat or drink or whatever we may do. If we are sick, not only the sick person but also the family members will suffer. I know that pain very well because I had been in my sickbed for a long time. But since I accepted God, I've never been to a hospital or taken any medicine. The same goes for my family. We never worried about our health conditions. Shouldn't you believers also have health and live a happy life all the time? If you receive comprehensive blessings, you will be healed of not just one disease, but all of your diseases. Those who are born with weakness can also have health and vigor all over your body. Brothers and sisters, but even though you are healthy, if you don't have enough money, you can't enjoy greater happiness. Proverbs 17:1 says, "Better is a dry morsel and quietness with it than a house full of feasting with strife." Even if you are so rich, and if you have feasting all the time, but if you quarrel all the time and have strifes, then you can't be happy. But you can be happy only when you have peace of the family. But if this peaceful family is also rich, how happy they will be. Even though you are not rich, you will be happy if you have peace in the family. But if you are also rich, you will be even happier. How happy you will be if you receive blessings in your workplaces and business fields, and your tithes keep on increasing. If you can move to a better house, if you can buy a good house, and if you can support your children in whatever they are doing, both parents and children will be happy. God the Father wants all His children to be healthy without any sickness. He wants us to be rich. If your lives are stable, you can also work for God and help the needy as much as you want. So you can be very thankful. If you also serve your family members, relatives, and neighbors and preach the gospel from time to time, it'll be easier to bear the fruit of evangelism. In the third stage of takeoff, shouldn't we be able to receive the solutions to all our life problems and just concentrate on the works of God? If you don't have any worries over health or finances, and if your family is evangelized, you can be faithful to God with even greater happiness. You can store up rewards in heaven and run at full speed towards New Jerusalem. To that extent, the kingdom of God will be accomplished. Of course, the comprehensive blessings began to come since the day of blessing last year. Now, it is a kind of trend that you receive comprehensive blessings. The dimension of divine healing and receiving answers is different now. On this year's Lunar New Year's Day, God showed us how such blessings can come upon us. If you prepared for the gathering on that day with all your heart and mind, and if you listened to the message and received prayer, I believe most of you received the answers to your prayer titles, unless you committed sins. I also told you about what kinds of walls of sins you have to break down. And if you did break those walls down, then you must have received blessings. Today, I have many happy news, a lot of happy news, and one believer from another country signed a contract of more than 5 billion won, which is that all the net income is 5 billion won. He sent me the copy of his contract also. Another person, gave a 30 million won to God, and he received insurance money that he couldn't receive before, which was 500 million won. And just by receiving a phone call, the phone rang, and it kept on ringing in the department store, in that shop. She picked it up, and the phone was the prayer for the sick in the telephone automatic response system. And she received the prayer, and she had three times more sales than usual. And we had a gold medal in a wrestling competition. And other than these, there are so many news of blessings. What is more thankful is that you didn't just receive one blessing, but two, three, or even more than 10 kinds of blessings. You will understand why I say more than 10 kinds as you keep listening to this message. On the Lunar New Year's Day, God said He would bless, He would give us blessings. But those who didn't believe, they didn't believe. It's not so hard to listen to the message. You only have to listen to about 20 minutes, 30 minutes message and prayer for a couple of minutes, and you just shake hands with me. And God said He would give us blessings through these things. And those who didn't believe, they didn't care to do these simple things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the time of harvest, secondly, you will receive the answers to the problems that couldn't be resolved at all. Some of you have some problems that haven't been resolved, even though you have prayed for them for a long time. In the time of harvest, you can receive the answers to such problems. It's because the measure of justice that you have to fulfill to receive the answer has come down to a great extent. Before, it used to be 100. Let's say it was used to be 100, and you had to fill all of that 100, but the measure has gone down now. Suppose the measure of justice that you have to fulfill to receive the answer is 100%. Then the measure that is already filled up by this church and the power given to me will fill up the 90%. Therefore, you can receive the answer only if you fill up the other 10%. And can't you just do this also? Then what specific kinds of blessings will come upon you? Incurable chronic diseases that haven't been healed for a long time will be healed. Also, the infirmities or disabilities that cannot be cured by medical science will be made whole. For example, impaired vision or hearing that is clinically incurable will be made well. Such impossible things will take place more often. Especially in case of hearing, many people gave glory to God with their healing in this year. Also, problems in families will be resolved. They will also be evangelized. So in this year, many of your families have been evangelized. Some people think, my parents, my husband, my children will not change easily because they don't really listen to your preaching. But if God answers, all these family members will change in a moment. In the meeting of this past Lunar New Year, you heard the testimony of a deaconess who evangelized her mother-in-law. She was introduced in the Mommy Magazine video as well. You just saw her on the TV screen. The mother-in-law used to give a hard time to her daughter-in-law for attending church, but she changed her mind in a moment. This took place after she received a prayer on the Lunar New Year's Day. She asked her daughter-in-law if she could take her to church. She came to church voluntarily. The husband of this deaconess was also changed. In some families, the husband or the wife attends church but befriends the world. They rather pass judgment on the sermons and disturb the works of God's kingdom. But even these husbands or wives will change in a moment. Last week, something like this happened. through the 99 incident, maybe he was so angry and he tore apart the Bible, he tore apart my pictures, and he threw away the cross and so on. But now he repented and he turned away completely, and he wrote to me with apology and repentance. Some parents are very worried about their children. The children do not worship in spirit and truth, and they don't even pray. They don't study, and they just seek worldly pleasure. But if God works, such children whom the parents cannot control will also change. So you have this kind of case in the Manmin newsletter last week. Additionally, so many other seemingly impossible things will take place. For example, houses or lands that haven't been sold for a long time will be sold at a good price. Businesses that haven't been doing well will go well. Your sales that have been going down in the economic downturn will begin to go back up. Some regulations of the country will change, or the situations will change, so you receive unexpected financial blessings. You will witness the miracle of impossible things becoming possible, and possible things becoming even better. The reason why I'm giving you specific examples of blessings is for you to have faith. This deacon who received a blessing of 5 billion won, he went through hard training, hard trials during the economic downturn, and I harbored him in my heart and prayed for him, and in this year of blessing, he right away receives blessings. In the prayer for the sick, if I mention the specific name of the sickness, the sick people gain more faith. If any of these examples apply to you, I want you to have great faith that you can also receive the answer. But above all, what you want the most is the blessing of your soul's prosperity. One of the blessings given in this past Lunar New Year was a blessing for you to realize and break your self-righteousness and frameworks. And thankfully, many of you are realizing your self-righteousness and frameworks. Many of you say they didn't know their self-righteousness and frameworks, and they now realized it, and through the special Daniel prayer meetings, they cast them away. God said He would give you the grace so that you would realize and demolish the self-righteousness and frameworks that you haven't been able to realize even for decades. There were many testimonies, but one person said she didn't know her self-righteousness, and in the special Daniel prayer meeting, God let her realize her self-righteousness, and when she broke her self-righteousness, her relationship with her husband became so better, and she is loved by her husband so much. God said He would give you the grace. Also, with the work of God, you can quit the things that you couldn't quit before. Your longing for the world will now face towards heaven. As you cast away evil, your heart will become good, and it will be filled with the hope of New Jerusalem. God gives you strength so you can fulfill your duty as a steward of the Lord. For example, the evangelism campaign begins today. Not just layman members, but also elders, senior deaconesses, and the workers should long to bear the fruit of evangelism. If God gives you strength, you can also bear a lot of fruit of evangelism. If you save the souls this way, you will not only receive rewards in heaven, but you will also be able to boldly ask for God's blessings on this earth. One of the branch churches, the pastor of that church demolished the greatest, cast away the great, one of the great, greatest sinful natures, and God gives that church blessings, and within just 4 months, they are almost having a double revival, and they are receiving a lot of financial blessings too. Just by demolishing this, he's been in charge of this church for 6 years and 5 months. He had 25 members, and until December last year, it was 39 members. But in this year, as he broke down, cast away the greatest sinful nature, revival began. And until last week, it was 75 members. Almost, it'll be a double when it reaches 82 members. So I said I'd give him a great reward when it becomes a double. And God is such a God. When He demolishes this wall of sin, God gives Him blessings. These things are what most of you members have been praying for earnestly all the time, all this time. For some of those things, it is not at all easy to receive the answer. But God has opened the way so we can easily receive the answer to any kind of problem. How thankful it is. But as I explained, you have to fill up at least 10% of the measure required. Even though 90% is already filled up, you cannot receive the answer unless you fill the rest that each of you have to fulfill. The deaconess who evangelized her family in this past Lunar New Year said she had prayed and tried hard until she received the answer. Although her mother-in-law persecuted her, she treated her with goodness. She bought the foods that her mother liked and cared for her with love. Of course, this was not easy in the beginning, but she tried with prayers and fasting. This is the minimum measure of justice that you have to fulfill. Before God gives you the answer, He sees whether you really have faith and love in your heart. Everybody has to pass this kind of test to receive the answer. For example, God tells us to rejoice when we are persecuted. Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 12 says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Some churches are persecuted in the neighboring country, so you have the answer right here. God tells us to rejoice and be glad, and give thanks, and pray with faith and love, and just rejoice. Some of those churches, they asked me what to do, and this is the answer that God is giving to us. God can change the situation around just in a moment. So you shouldn't worry about those situations, but you have to give thanks and pray with faith and rejoice, and God can work in a moment. It tells us to rejoice and give thanks if we are persecuted for attending church and preaching the gospel. If we have faith, we will not lose heart seeing the current conditions, but rather we will rejoice thinking of the rewards in heaven. Also, Matthew chapter 5, verses 39 to 40 says, "But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek," you always listen to this message and you know it very well. If an evil person slaps you on your right cheek, what would you do? Be honest. Do you feel like you want to hit back? Do you feel like you want to curse back? If you're wrongfully accused, you feel like you have to defend yourself? Or you just say, you just keep quiet and turn the other cheek also? These words, if they are already cultivated in you, and if you can practice it in your life, then you're close to New Jerusalem. You're close to Holy Spirit. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. How are God's children different from the worldly people? They have the love that resembles God's love. So it is something natural for God's children to love even their enemies. Likewise, you must have the evidence that you are a child of God so that God can respond to your prayer. This is the minimum requirement for you to receive the answer. Of course, the measure that each of you have to fulfill is different according to your measure of faith. Some can receive the answer just by keeping the Sunday holy and giving the whole tithe. Some others can receive it when they do not cease to pray upon doing all those things. Last Saturday, you heard a testimony. He was not giving whole tithe, but when he began to give a whole tithe, herniated discs and other diseases were healed. So there are walls of sins, and if you just break down these walls, then you can receive answers and blessings. The important thing is that you show your faith and love and keep on praying within your measure of faith. But even though God has opened wide the way to receive the answer, some of you don't receive the answer. If you think it applies to you, please listen carefully. I will explain to you about the reason why you don't receive the answer in the next session. I urge you to understand the way to receive the answer as you listen to that message. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it'll be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." If His children do something good, God the Father wants to give them back much, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If His children do something good, God the Father wants to give them back much, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God is able to do anything. Not just gold and silver, but everything in heaven and on earth belongs to God. Thus, if He can, He wants to give His children everything. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3 says that God loves the sons of Israel with an everlasting love. Do you feel the everlasting love, the endless love of God for you? Do you feel in your heart God's love, who loves us more than we love ourselves and urges us until all our problems are solved and we receive blessings? When God gives us back 30, 60, or 100 times more than what we sow, it is the expression of the great love of God. I hope you will feel and realize this love, and you will also love God much in return. If you love God, thinking of how you can glorify Him more greatly and how you can give Him greater joy, then God will shed tears of joy because of you. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will become such lovely children who love God this way. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Father God, I'm talking about how we can receive blessings and answers. Let us understand the message. And in this year 2010, let us all receive blessings so there will be nobody who are in poverty or in sickness. Let us all receive blessings. Let all persecutions go away. Let the families be evangelized. Let the children be upright, children, and let all the families be evangelized. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all the members of all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and NAMI TV viewing audiences, and all overseas pastors and missionaries and members of more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide. Lay your hands on them. Pastor Vitaly Fishberg of the United States, he will give a seminar on spirit, soul, and body in the Worship and Praise Community Church. Father, let the attendants listen to the message carefully. Let the message be filled with God's grace. Pastor Paul Lee of Germany, his mother, Senior Deaconess Jung Hee Kim, has damaged cartilage and pain. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the pain go away. Pastor Daniel Sangchai of Thailand, let there be many workers who can preach the gospel to the souls of Thailand. Wee Shao Kong of Malaysia, there are Bible studies and prayer meetings in Sarawak Full Gospel Church of Eastern Malaysia. Let her lead these meetings by the grace of God. Un Feng Hua has paralysis by stroke. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Araki Chinami of Japan, let her overcome the situation during the holidays in May, not to bow down before Buddhist shrines and altars by her parents. Let her love God more and give her the power of fervent prayer. Chen Xiaoqin, let the Chen Mammy Church have an opening service in May in the grace of God. And Kim Kyung-yeon has asked for Wang Mammy Church and Kim a missionary for all to be protected and healthy. And Hwang Ho, let the Do Mammy Church have revival. Son Kwa Song has after effects of cerebral hemorrhage and forgive her of aborting her baby. Jang Jung To, heal her of left side paralysis due to cerebral paralysis. Pan Su Ren has heart disease and insomnia. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ju Run Ten, skin diseases, and let the brain cells be recovered. Kim Ji-yeol has low liver functions and anemia and jaundice. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hoshio Ran, flu, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lu Chiong, Wang Ke-chin, let them have a son delivered safely. Sui Pao-chan has blood clot in the brain and be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Song Eun-bong, let her stomach be healthy. Let her get into a good college. Kim Hyo-jun has high blood pressure. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Park Jin-ok, forgive her of abortion. Let her be forgiven. Park Young-ja, let her be loosened by the power of darkness. And let her family be evangelized. Lei Shi-wen, let them have a meeting place. And let her be united with the workers, casting away things of the flesh. Jurun Huang, let her cast away righteousness and frameworks. Zhou Huing, let her cast away sins and be sanctified. Father God, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let the eyes see well. Let their ears hear well. Ringing in the ear, go away. Let them speak well. Third stage, last stage cancers, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All entrails, all heart and stomach and intestines and liver and pancreas and all the internal organs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healthy. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All herniated discs go away. Give them spiritual and physical health. All the nasal problems go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them peace throughout this week and protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and give them prosperity. Father, evangelize their families and bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them become the head and not the tail. Give them peace throughout this week and protect them. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.